And Rachel, glad you're with us on this Thursday morning.
He is a lumbersexual and he's okay. He chops that wood and he looks a little gay.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but lumbersexuals,
I like the music,
are now the hot new trend. Have you guys heard of this? A lumbersexual? Goodbye, metrosexual. It's all about the lumbersexual.
Yes.
And this is big for you because you already classified yourself as a quote-unquote metrosexual. This gives you something new to strive for.
Thank you, Brian. The lumbersexual, if you have not seen this is the hot new trend. It's stylish men who take flannel shirts, beards, and craft brews to another level are being labeled as lumbersexuals. Because you see a lot of guys rocking the beards now with the beanie hat like Brian has on, a plaid shirt, rocking their independent coffee, the craft brew and all that stuff, and you are now considered a lumbersexual.
They're like hipster guys that are not stealing their girlfriend's jeans. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only way to put it.
But
I'm not a fan.
But Brian, I think you and I are already halfway there. Let's just make the full transition.
Yeah.
Since we're participating in No Shave November, I think let's just go ahead and make the commitment to transition our life into being lumbersexuals.
Damn it. If it's not plaid, it is not a pattern. I'm going to start DVRing reruns of the Great Outdoor
Games. That's what I'm saying, Brian. Today we can start our first lumbersexual indie club. We can have our mountain.
Oh, my God.
We can have our meetings at Gander Mountain and do manly things.
I love that.
That's what's so funny about this. It's like, it's guys that honestly would probably go into like a Gander Mountain or Bass Pro Shops and be like, what am I doing here?
I'm
so confused. But they want to look like they're manly. And it's just so funny. Like, if you, it's like, oh yeah, all the guys have like acoustic guitars. They probably never picked up, a hammer in their life. And I just like, I'm like, come on. The only time this is an upgrade for guys is if you're upgrading from wearing Affliction. Yeah. Then maybe I'll okay this.
Ooh,
but it's
point,
like,
so you're not into the lumbersexual movement.
No. It's like, okay, y'all are trying to grow your beard out like Dan Bilzerian and like stole your
awesome
plaid shirt from whoever. I mean, I'm not a big fan. I like it clean cut. But I mean, at the same time, unless you're going to come and fix my house or build me something,
yeah,
I don't need this lumbersexual look, especially if you're faking it. Come on, dude.
I think that's the favorite thing about the lumbersexual is that, it's like the undercover metrosexual with a beard. Instead, they're wearing plaid shirts this time around.
Right. If my guy were trying to do this whole, lumbersexual thing, I'd be like, listen, if you want to fake that, I can fake something too. So I would just even it out.
Hi,
just saying.
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel and Tiffany. What do you think about Brian and I transitioning into lumbersexuality?
Not at all. I love you guys, but you guys are not manly enough. You guys are already having trouble growing your beard.
Okay, come on now.
Brian, the look on Brian's face right now, I wish I could explain to you the look of shock and sadness on his face.
I may not have the brawn of a lumbersexual, but the chest hair is there.
Oh, my God.
Well, since we have a lady on the phone, I want to ask you, do you think the lumbersexual man is an attractive guy? Because it looks like the whole beard thing and plaid shirt is now in. Goodbye, metrosexuals.
Yeah, they're definitely sexy.
So you're now more into guys that have beards and plaid t-shirts and the metrosexual. You're all about the lumbersexuals now?
All about the lumbersexuals.
Uh-oh.
Man.
She's like, lumbersexuals are the new thing.
Tiffany is like, every day I'm lumbering.
Exactly.
Thank you, Tiffany.
God.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
I want to hear from the lumbersexuals. This is your time to rise up and be proud of that beard you're trying to grow or have one already and rocking the plaid shirts. If there's any lumbersexuals listening right now, call and join us in the movement in Indianapolis, okay?
Because you're so fabulous.
239-1209. It's Radio Now at 100.9.